What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, Sonic.
And I'm your co-host, Snuff.
So, what's on the agenda today, boo?
All right, I really, really needed to, not even wanted to, needed to talk about the Save the Race Car Act.
Okay, okay.
For most of you that aren't familiar with it, it's basically anything that's modded on your car you can't have in Jersey, or I don't know if it's going to be a nationwide thing, or what do you... Sonic has it in front of him, and he's been scouring over it, and we've been basically laughing at the fucking silliness. You can't have a modded front bumper, exhaust, basically anything that's going to affect that car to make it look sort of like a race car, they're going to bang you on it.
I mean, it doesn't touch up on exactly us in the car game, at least not yet, which is the more scarier part about it.
As per the lining, as per the wording, it says any race cars. Like, so if you use your car at a sanctioned event as a race car, that's something that's not going to be a thing. Show cars, maybe, because we have those two chapters for the, as per the law, the hot rod community.
Yes.
And what's the other one? Classic collectors?
Street rods.
Street rods.
Yeah, at least under the state of New Jersey, which I'm pretty sure in the other states, they run with their same similar style, like historic plates or classic car and a street rod or whatever. But the main thing is, this happened back in 2016, the RPM Act, it's called. And what happened was the EPA got into it with the Clean Air Act, with the whole pollution.
Well, 2016, about the same time Mr. Tesla started putting his balls on the table. Okay, no, I see what's going on here. I see it.
And there goes our free Teslas, boo. There goes our free Teslas.
I don't need one. I'd rather have a motor.
Pretty much the EPA got into it with the Clean Air Act. And that's where this started becoming an issue, on guys having to modify their cars for straight racing, which means they're not even titled. Or better yet, they're not they don't have plates or insurance.
No, because some people do race their
no, but I'm saying, like, this particular article is just the straight hardcore, like, the car sits in the garage or in the shop, goes on a trailer, goes to where it needs to go to race, and then back on the trailer, and then back to the shop or home.
Oh, so it's the trailer queens. No, fuck those. I like that. No, I'm kidding. I do not like it. I really don't.
But, you know what I mean? So this is made more for, you know, dedicated 100% purebred race car that you built.
Also, they're trying to cut back on that, the whole modifying the exhaust thing, because of the fumes with the EPA.
Of course. It's just pollution, blah, blah, blah. Look at
modified
the way New Jersey
air intakes
is.
Because you're getting more air into the motor, comes out more bad air, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Bigger fuel injectors, that's out the window.
No, it. I mean,
like, anything that has to do with your car getting modded, basically.
Anything with a mod, pretty much. It's been exactly everything that we've been dealing with in this hobby since, like, the creation of the hobby.
Yeah.
It just now is when it's starting to kind of creep up the more legal side of it all to us. Because, whatever, tickets is tickets. It is what it is. And, you know, sometimes you find some cool cops, sometimes you find the dicks. It just... That's just how the ball rolls. Yeah. But this is already too close to home.
This has my balls in my throat.
Yeah, to a certain degree. Because if they were to pull this and not do this RPM Act, it would give the states a lot more control and make the cops really start going by the book. Perfect example, look at H2OI.
Okay.
They did it to themselves. But besides the point, they come out with rulers and they measure how low you are to the ground.
Or how much excessive camber you have.
You know,
or
a certain amount, you're getting impounded.
Wheel gap,
camber,
they measure that.
Wheel, you know, you're getting impounded. And luckily, you know, at least New Jersey's not that anal.
Yet. I mean, well, it depends what part of Jersey.
And Edgewater. Also depends on, you know, where in New Jersey, and it's so many different variables.
Let me give the Edgewater story.
Go for it, go for
not
it.
Not a lot of people know this. So a buddy of mine at the time, no, I consider him a buddy, although he's not a teammate, he's all right. Mm-hmm. Not a bad kid. Says, let's go down to Edgewater. This sounds like fun. I said, yeah, you know what? Yeah, sure. So I call my friends and blah, blah, blah. We get down there, 100 plus cars, everybody done. And I'm not talking about your stock Accords. I'm not talking about your stock Challengers. No. People with body kits, the whole nine. Eddie went that night.
Okay. You were telling me. Yes.
So we go down there and, one idiot in a Miata, and the other idiot in a Jetta.
And before you know it, it was an orchestra.
We got like six cop cars pulled in. You ain't got to go home, but you got to get the fuck out of here. And we're just all looking at each other like, all right, this is fucked up. And then you get the one fucking comical guy starts playing Bad Boys over his fucking Chicharito. Bad Boys, what you gonna do? And I knew from there, all right, we're all
downhill.
Getting murdered.
It's just downhill
on tickets.
From there.
We're all dead much, as far as they're concerned.
Pretty much downhill from there.
So I say, all right, I'm going to go out the back. So if anybody's been to Edgewater, you know, you can leave out the front by the McDonald's.
I mean, you're going to give everybody the trick so that...
Absolutely. I mean... So,
yeah, but then when the cops hear it...
Let them hear it.
Okay.
You can leave through the back of Target. Not many people know that. So I go out the back of Target. I said, all right, I'm going to cut around this because they have...
They're all sitting there next time waiting for everybody. Be like, well, we heard the podcast.
Fuck them. Don't go to Edgewater. Stay the fuck out of Edgewater. If you want to save your fucking pockets and you want to save your wallet from getting smacked...
And the potholes, because Edgewater is just... Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's bad.
I think they did it on purpose.
They may have. I mean, it's funny to...
Just like West Side Avenue in North Bergen. God, there's a fucking clusterfuck,
people
too.
Like me with the super static fucking... Getting shot up in Dukes of Hazzards on a fucking speed bump that you don't really even see coming because it's such a non-progressive...
Yeah, I know.
You just feel yourself getting sucked in, so you hit the gas a little bit more. You think you're going faster. No, you're getting ready to launch, take off.
But then you get pulled over. Like, did you get? No,
Hold
you did
on,
get a
I'm
ticket.
Finished. Let me tell
you. Oh, okay.
Don't,
I'm sorry.
Don't
I'm sorry.
Fuck up
I'm
my
jumping
flow.
Ahead. I'm excited.
Yeah, well, I wasn't excited. So, me, a few friends, we go out the back, come around. He's already standing there. You pull over, you pull over, you get to go, you pull over, you pull over. Before you know it, it's like 12 cars pulled over on the side of the road. And it looks like a fucking car show, but trust me, red and blue lights, no way. We're all kind of like just waiting there like, oh, he's going to murder us. He's going to kill us. No front plates, banners, oversized wing, you name it, got it. So he comes up to me finally after like the third or fourth car. My buddy was in the first car. He called me, dude, they're going to fucking murder you. I said, what just happened? He goes, I got a grand in tickets. I was like, are you serious? He was like, yeah, they even hit me with excessive low. I was like, what do you mean excessive low? He goes, unsafe vehicle because it was too low, and then I'd had to show him I had airbag suspension. Whole big thing, which he winds up beating it in court because he has Met Law. Awesome.
Oh, okay.
So he comes up to me, he goes, what are you doing tonight? And I looked at him, I was like,
getting tickets?
I'm out for a drive. He goes, yeah, you were probably in the parking lot over there, right? Looking like, no, might have been on my way, but I wasn't going to go to it. I didn't want to start any trouble, you know. So he says, all right. License, registration, the whole nine. Insurance. So, does a lap around my car. He goes, this is a nice car. I said, thank you. Does that mean I get to go home without a ticket? I got him to crack a smile, and he started laughing. He goes, absolutely not. We're going to make some money off of you today.
Well, at least he was honest. You got to give him that much.
He turns around, he walks back to the car. I'm like, fuck. All right.
I think that's the best one I've heard so far.
Yeah. We're going to make some money off of you tonight. So, now, Katie, who's driving a pink Acura at the time, her and another girl, her and Maria are sitting in the front of their car because it's two girls and it's pink. They get to go home without a ticket.
I mean, that's just, obviously, that's just how it goes.
I get to wear it because I have a penis. Okay,
yeah,
that's cool.
Pretty much.
So he comes back after maybe like half an hour. I'm there sweating my car because I can't turn on the AC because guess what? No AC, race car things. So he comes up, he goes, you're sweating awfully hard in here. Were you worried? I said, well, it depends. How bad is it? This guy had the balls to pull out, never mind a shopping list, a grocery list. It was, imagine a toilet paper roll.
Of tickets.
And he wrote in that my car was gold and this, that, and the third, and improper documentation and the whole nine.
What improper documentation of what?
Because my car is wrapped. He didn't ask whether it was wrapped or not.
Okay.
Obstruction of vision. But by the time he walked over my car, I made sure my car was off. He wrote me for loud exhaust, loud
car
audio.
Was off.
Dude, my car
I love
is
it when
off.
They do that. And it's like, really, bro? Because end of the day, when you show up with that many tickets, chances are the prosecutor and the judge are going to be like, yeah, your car was probably on anyway. They're not going to believe you anyway. Be like, no, bro, my car was off.
So, this, that, the third, he gave me a laundry list, and he was like, and I better never see you in Edgewater again, because we're going to make this money again. And I looked at him, and I was like, all right, can I go? He goes, actually, you know what? No. That's the second time you asked me if you can leave. Go fucking park over there. What was that for? So, I go and park over there. Now, me and another kid, I forget what he was driving like an MR2, a white MR2.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pulled over on the side of the road with me. And they're still just banging people with tickets. Now it's like an hour. I'm scratching my head like, what the fuck more is he going to do to me? What more? So now he gets through the line of kids. And he walks back over to me. He goes, you know, with everything I just gave you, I should really be towing this. But because we just made all this money, I'm feeling nice. Get the fuck out of here.
No shit.
Dude, I looked at him. I almost felt thankful. I wanted to be like, fuck you, as I drove off. Or just like...
Do pops and bangs as you're ripping it by. I'm coming for your mother.
No. Yeah, right? I'm going to find you on Facebook and fuck your daughter. No, I didn't do any of that. No. Thank you very much. You have a good night.
Ah, shot number one. Nice. No. It's a nice way to start the story, boo.
I didn't do any of that. I bitched out. I said, thank you. Took off. Long story, very short. I only had to pay maybe like $300 in tickets out of the thousands they were asking for.
It's just retarded.
Yeah.
I mean, we get stuck in the losing battle of that one all the time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, honestly, everybody laughs at me like, yo, bro, you have everything done to the car but tints. I go, yeah. Yeah,
you want people to see you in it.
Because, no, it's not even, besides that, I don't really even care about that part. If it wasn't for, that's the eye catcher that makes people pull you over, that's the one.
The tints. But that's a secondary offense. You can't even get pulled over for that.
You're right.
But in Gutenberg, guess what? They do that.
Oh, no,
daily
but
basis.
Gutenberg is not even considered a town.
It's like so Gutenberg by us is like 3 blocks long. And 2 blocks wide.
Oh, man, I hope nobody from Gutenberg hears this.
No, it's, you know.
No, but end of the day, like, they're excessive.
They don't
excessive.
Even have their own high school. They go to they're, school in North Bergen High School.
They're excessive. They protect their 6-block radius like troopers protect the state. Like, oh, holy hell. Yeah.
And they wear expect the stupid that from, hats, too. What?
You expect that from the state. I get it. Gutenberg, calm down. It's okay. Relax. Our mufflers are loud. They chill there in the Getty station in the corner.
Every day.
I hate going uptown.
That one cop that parks there every day gets paid to watch skunks. But when he hits you with tickets, he's making his quota for the month.
Oh, man. I swear to God. I mean, I can go on forever about Gutenberg just because of how over-excessive they get.
Oh, and don't get me wrong. I have a lot of family in law enforcement. Served in the Marines.
No, a million people.
I got a lot of respect.
How many people
for law
do we know? There's a crap load of cops that we know.
There's even how many on the team?
Exactly. But it's just like, holy hell. I don't know if it's just like the recruits.
No, you know, they see a dollar sign when we walk past them. They say, all right, that's easy money. I'm taking it off the shelf.
Yeah, pretty much, sadly. That's the way it is. But what happens is, you know, going back a little bit into this law, everybody can become like Gutenberg. Pretty much.
Literally,
for all the Hudson County cars that are listening, the second we say, you know, like Gutenberg cars, oh man, because just people know. If you're modded and you swing by and you cut through Gutenberg, you know you're getting slapped with something.
Dude, every time.
That's why I refuse to have tickets. I refuse to have tints. That's why.
I mean, if you could refuse a ticket, I would too.
Sir, no.
Thank
you can keep that. You know what? It looks better in your pocket, sir. Not mine.
No. You say, all right, here you go. No, thank you.
Honestly, that's why the only reason I don't do tints.
I don't know why the maid from Family Guy comes. No.
No. But honestly, the main reason I stay away from tints. And if I do have them, like on the Daily Sky or on Shadow or whatever, I don't cut through Gutenberg.
No, you can't.
You can't.
And they'll pull you over for that secondary offense, and they don't care who you are, what you're doing, this, that, and the third.
Of course. You always find the one that just stares and looks at you.
I'd appreciate that, though.
Okay, and you know, I hate it because sometimes I've locked eyes by accident. Because you know, you're just chilling there, you're like, God damn it, they're staring at me. Fuck. So the second you just kind of look around, you just boom, beady eyes just staring at you through the windows of the damn cop car. You're just like,
Yeah, you gotta.
I do the wave.
You gotta.
Or I do the nod. I go, oh man, let's go. Clench the butt cheeks, green light, take off very low. Just hope to God. Honestly. But, you know, going back to this law, if they were to not, you know, approve it, it
could be dangerous.
It could be dangerous for everybody in the car game and in general, just because it would give everyone, you know, with power a way to screw us even more. And let's just face it, we're at the bottom of the barrel in the hobbies of the states. Let's just face it. You know what I mean? But
Pine Derby comes before us.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much, sadly. It's just the way it is. But, you know, it's one of those things because pretty much the main gist of this battle was it's in Arizona. Luckily, you know, far away from us to a certain degree. But as I'm scrolling through this and looking, it's pretty much a company by the name of Gearbox Z Inc. And they're the ones going after the EPA because they don't find it fair.
Yeah, because my guys.
You know, all the legislations and the rules and whatnot are kind of screwing it for everybody else. And, you know, they're trying to build a whole race car, but the state's not allowing them, pretty much, because they have to have, you know, catalytic converters, O2 sensors, the whole nine yards, which, yeah, it's restrictive at the end of the day. Sadly, it's restrictive. So, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things. Dangerous, to say the least.
Well, all right. Well, I'm going to give you another one. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm, go for it.
That'll cut down on those guys on those stock cars doing burnouts and sending it in the parking lot.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain degree, yes. But it also gives, as I've always said, the ones that are hardcore into this hobby, it gives those people a bad name.
It hurts us as a car.
In general, it's just going to screw everyone in general.
To be left alone and just be able to drive our cars. Listen, if you've never driven in a race car, highly recommend it. Get on the track with your buddy or somebody that owns one and sit in the passenger seat. Feel that adrenaline rush, that G-force on your chest. Swing in that corner, watching him control every single aspect of that car while it looks absolutely like he's lost control of the car. Or do that time attack where he's beating on that brake, that clutch, that gas.
Yeah, well, pretty much I'll give you a quick one on this, how the EPA is trying to screw this company. Because of their interpretation of the Clean Air Act, it does not allow a motor vehicle designed for street use, including a car, truck, or motorcycle, to be converted into a dedicated race car. And sadly, this is like a tradition that's like over 50 years. And in 2015 is when the EPA took a position on it that converting vehicles into race cars must remain emissions compliant, even though they are no longer driven on the public street or highway.
So you're telling
makes
me
no sense.
Even the trailer queens are going to get it this time.
Pretty much. In theory, that would give anybody with the power to pull you over and give you a ticket because your car's on the on the trailer.
Because
it's not quote unquote compliant with cats or mufflers. You know, your open header.
Oh my God.
You gotta remember one thing. Some of these race cars, they don't have plates. They don't even have insurance.
No,
they're strict.
To get on the track, you do need insurance.
Oh, you do need insurance. Okay, well.
Kind of insurance. It's a special company. I know Jersey localizes maybe four of them.
Oh, no kidding, really. Okay, yeah. Well, you know, news I didn't know. But, you know, chances are, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. How am I supposed to, quote unquote, build a race car and you still want me fully compliant?
That's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
You're racing stock cars at that point.
Exactly. End of the day.
So the guy who shows up with the Ferrari wins every time.
That's why this company is going after the EPA pretty much and taking them to court in Arizona. Because this happened over there first. And like I said, it's far away from us because we're here in Jersey, you know, the East Coast. But if they were to lose, yeah, I can see it start creeping its way.
Same thing like the pot industry. You know,
nationally, pretty much. Which is a scary thought, to be honest with you. Because like I said, you can be on a trailer, but they can still fuck you anyway.
Ready for this? How about when we go to transfer our cars down to Florida and we get on that train?
Yeah, in theory.
The 30 cars sitting on a train and say, all right, ticket.
It can bring the excessiveness of, oh no, if you're not, you know, up to standard or up to code or whatever the hell they want to use, you can't go on the trailer. You can't go on the train.
At the bridge. Everywhere you go would be OC at the bridge.
Pretty much. Like everywhere would become OC when H2OI rolls around.
And if you guys don't know what OC is, I recommend H2OI. I recommend you going.
Do we recommend you going? No.
I mean,
go to the Facebook page and just check out the fuckery there, that happens, yeah. And enjoy it through that. Trust
us. Vicariously through that Facebook page or Instagram.
But, I mean, if you do go, you go in a stock vehicle and you just chill in a hotel and just literally enjoy the show from outside, like, the balcony type deal. Because it gets pretty lit.
The banana run.
It gets pretty damn lit.
Which I'm going to have to wear that pink bunny suit if we go, right?
Wearing a thong, please. With the URL of your OnlyFans in the back.
Listen, all right, so last night we applied to Barstool.
Yes. Yes, we did.
If Barstool,
let's see what happens.
If they accept us and they decide to put us on, I'll run it in a thong.
Stop it, really?
I'll shake my hand now.
Guys, we need you to contact Barstool and tell them the Lifestyle Podcast. Push them through. Push them through.
Barstool, if you're listening, I got two things to say. Fuck Suit Man and Daddy Gang all day.
But, you know, going back with this, I mean, it's insane. This RPM act and the whole thing, just skimming through it, because it's a lot, to be honest. It's like 3 pages worth. I'm just reading like the quick brief summary introduction into the law. But
at that point, your car is not your own. You can't mod it because they say so.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, to a certain degree, we've always gotten the heat for it anyway.
We're always going to get
lower the car, you know, you put tents on it, blah, 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 no front plate, boom, ticket. But it would be nice if we could come up with a law to protect everyone in the car world.
Our own bill, per se.
Yeah, to a certain degree. Kind of take this stuff here and finding a way to, you know, protect everyone that's really into the car hobby.
Okay.
I'm not talking about the 2-3 cars parked in the corner making noise.
No.
The real car guy, car girl that gets in it because they really want to build a car.
And enjoy their car.
And enjoy their car, whether it's, you know, autocross, drift, race, show, but you're building a car.
And for the people who are car enthusiasts and listening to this, who don't have a fully modded out car, if you've ever gotten behind the wheel of a brand new car and you're very excited to drive it, when you fully mod out your car, that's the feeling you get every single time.
Day.
You get behind that
it's
wheel.
It's true. It's 100% true.
You get that giddiness, that little gut feeling, the stupid smile.
Yeah. No, it's 100% true. Because when I sit in the car, it's just one of those things where you always do the look back because you're just proud of what you built.
Oh, dude.
So, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. But it would be nice to make a bill in a way that, I mean, I don't know. I guess it would, I mean, let's just face it. Money talks.
Bullshit walks.
So, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. Well, we have to give up a few things, but probably pay a little bit more than the common guy that goes to the DMV. I'm game. Like, me personally, if you were to tell me, you know, checkbox when you're doing the registration renewal, is your car fully modded now? Checkbox, yes. Can you provide pictures and proof of, you know, let's say, for example, you have to take a picture of your car, how it is now, and let's say a picture of what your car looked like, you know, new, used, whatever it is, but, you know, original, OEM.
Yeah.
100% stock to what it is now. Okay, cool. If you can show proof that you're going to take it to shows, or if you're building cruises, it for autocross or a cruise night or whatever the hell you want to do, and it says total, you know, $150, $200,
I'm game.
I'm fine for that. Yep. But let's take some cues from the historic side of it, because I have a historic plates on some of the old cars.
Yep.
I only pay registration every 4 years. It's $45 to just pay. And I'm good for 4 years. Now, you're going to tell me that, say, for example, I pay $150 or $200 every 4 years, and I have a plate that instead says, you know, historic for the classic guys. Maybe it says modified. That would be pretty dope. Like, I would do it.
And ready for the stipulation is that front plate.
And in theory, you wouldn't need a front plate anymore. In theory, you wouldn't even need inspection anymore because you'll be following
historic rules.
Pretty much the historic rules, but you'll be, you know, kind of exempt just because your car will no longer be for a point A to point B type car.
But let's face it, I know
people Let's just face it. People are going to drive it. That's just...
Yeah.
It is what it is. They're going to drive it. Just like with the historic plates, yeah, you're only supposed to X amount of... I know people with historic plates and they drive their car Monday through Sunday.
And not for anything, I love that.
You know what I mean? And that's cool. By the book? No, you're not supposed to. I mean, I get it.
There's... Ready for this?
What?
So there's Teterboro up the block from us.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
There's the one guy with the yellow Porsche, the 911.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't even think it's a 911. It's a yellow bird.
Okay.
It's one of those old school ones.
Okay.
Every day.
He drives it.
Every day. And every day I see it and I smile.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. Can you get away with it? Yeah. Is it not by the book? Yeah, it's not by the book. Because if you read the damn book, you know, it specifically tells you X amount of miles per year, blah, 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 this and that. I mean, in theory, in the bill, there could be a clause that, you know, say you get stopped and you're driving your show car.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't show proof that you're going to a show, you get the ticket.
Or a cruise.
Or a cruise.
But at that point, all you really have to do is pull up that Instagram post.
Instagram post, or you pull up the printout if, you know, you're an old schooler. I'm going over here. That's it. The chances of that happening is like the chances of you getting pulled over now. You know, it is what it is. Now, if you go to a meet, unsanctioned, you asked for it.
Oh, yeah, well, that's kind of the deal with Edgewater. It wasn't an unsanctioned meet.
Kill off the meets to a certain degree.
Yep.
Yeah, they would get stricter and get tougher because at that you're just sitting.
Hold on, I've been holding on to something.
Go for it.
I'm gonna pause you for a second.
Go.
Listen, people, the meets every single night. Give it a fucking rest. you guys had one job this winter. Sit the fuck at home and mind your own business. Do not do a meet every single night. It was 40 degrees outside and snowing. And you guys want to throw a snow meet for fucking Audis and BMW. You guys suck.
Jesus, what? Do you need a hug today right now?
Dude, you had one job this last season. You almost swallowed
the mic.
One job. Stay at home.
It's excessive. I see meets pop up every few hours. It's a different meet. Every day is a different meet somewhere. I get it. There's no shows. I watched
three idiots throw a meet at the same location and not know it.
That's impressive.
And claim that they're the one running the meet.
That's impressive as hell. Wow. That even left me with no thought. But anyway. I've never
seen that before. Because there's so many of these pages on Instagram. New Jersey car meets. New Jersey this. New Jersey that. Meets New Jersey. Like, all right, listen. One person's already made it. There's no reason that 12 of you people have to make it.
Yeah. I mean, the person that made it first, okay. You know, that's their thing. Do it. The copycats that fall under, you know, because it's the cool thing to do. It's not the cool thing to do. What happens is, let's say, for example, if these meets were once a week, like a normal, like fucking normal meets.
Like the old
when they
nights.
First started.
Yep.
Okay. Even before that, cruise nights, that's what meets became. They're the offspring of a cruise night.
Yeah.
And cruise nights... We paid $5 because it was going to a donation of like either St. Jude's or something. It was something productive. You're doing something fucking productive. $5, $10, whatever it was. You get to hang out, but it was sanctioned.
And you get to be in an atmosphere where there's a bunch of people with a like mindset.
Exactly. But it was sanctioned, which means the chances of you going, coming back with a ticket were slim to none.
They had permission to be there.
Because they had permission. Main deal. That's all it is. What happens? Okay, cool. Meets become the thing now. Once a week, okay, cool. You know, middle of the week, just to, you know, kind of hype up the weekend or closer to the weekend. Okay, cool. If there's no show, okay, fine, on a weekend, on a Saturday or Sunday. Okay, cool. But not Monday meet, Tuesday meet, Wednesday meet, Thursday meet, Friday meet. Bro.
It's excessive, at the least.
It plays out like they're killing themselves, sadly.
Yeah,
They are to a certain degree.
People you're gonna still tell going.
Me, you're gonna tell me you're gonna be wasting gas to go to a meet Monday through Friday.
I know people who do it.
I know people that do it too. It is insane and beyond me. I'm not gonna drive an hour and a half to go park in a lot
to look at other people's shit.
And then
not winning an award.
Still 50-50. No, forget about even the award or getting judged aspect of it. Literally going, parking. I can get it if you're going to hang out with your people, your friends, your crew, your girl, whatever the fuck. I get all that. That's fine and dandy. But to go all there and then still be like, well, your balls in your throat because you don't know if you're going to get pulled over or not.
Or the cop stopped or not. Through in the all black
Ford. Second you drive the hour and a half, you're there for 10 minutes, and guess what? It got shut down anyway. So now what you're going to do? Put your thumb in your ass and go to Wawa?
The one guy who wanted to do two steps.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. No, no. Makes sense.
Sadly, that's the way it is. That's how it goes. It doesn't bother the common guy that's around there. 2 minutes away, 5 minutes away, 10, 15, 20 tops. Oh, okay, whatever. I'll go back home. Yeah, what about the jerk off that just drove an hour and a half and spent like $15 in tolls?
I have half a mind to fucking two-step that Audi out and every meet just go to it, blast it, call the cops on myself, and then leave.
You're an asshole. But you know what I mean? It's one of those things. So, you know, sadly, they're kind of killing it for themselves, the whole meet thing. But going back to, like, this law, that would put the nail in the coffin for the meets.
Yeah.
Because if, like I said, if this were not to pass, and it slowly treks its way all around the country type deal, because, let's face it, California, it doesn't get more anal than that for the car guys. And they still do it, and they still pull it off. But they have restrictions up the goddamn ass. Nothing near compared to Jersey, because in state inspection, you can have a cracked windshield and you'll pass. All the state cares about is you having those cats underneath the car.
And guys, just so you guys know, if you get resonated test pipes, that works just as fine as per pictures. Because that's what it is. They roll over that grate.
Disclaimer, asterisk.
Hold on. No, I'm giving them a little bit of a recipe.
No, it's true.
When you go through it.
A million tricks in the world.
The little camera that looks at it, just see if you have the fluid lumps on your test pipes. Oh, and then your cats.
You mean your quote-unquote cats.
Yeah, quote-unquote cats. If you get resonated test pipes, it works just as good.
But
You're welcome.
But, you know, going back with this, you know, it is kind of scary as, you know, as I skim a little bit more through it and through it, you know, back and forth on it. Like, I hope it passes. And I'll post the link up on the blog site so you guys can check it out, and I'll do a story post on it so you guys can check out the websites on the SEMA Action Network, which is the go-to website, honest to God, for all 50 states that has anything to do with the aftermarket world, like anything.
Yo, listen, we've preached about this.
Holy
Mecca
hell. Like, these guys SEMA are, like, on point. I knew a little bit of them, but I didn't know they were this hardcore into it. Like, I'm talking about they go out and fight. And they try to pull laws for us and a whole different mess of crap.
They're trying to put a vest on us before we get shot.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, these guys are on point, I have to admit. Like, they're trying to save the salt flats. They're trying to make a national holiday. Like, the collector car appreciation day. Like, that's a thing.
That needs to be a thing.
So, you know what I mean? It's cool as hell. They're literally trying to pass a holiday. Save our holiday, here's how, blah, blah, blah. They're trying to propose the law into all 50 states.
If that became a thing.
And it would be a national thing, which is cool as hell, to be honest. Yeah, granted, amazing. It's a collector car day, but we kind of fall into that just because, I mean, we're modded. We're not the normal.
No, we're not traffic.
You know, grocery getter. We're not the traffic car, you know, type of thing. So it is cool as hell.
When we say traffic, that means your car would blend in with traffic and you wouldn't look twice at it.
Exactly. But I mean, it is pretty cool the stuff they're trying to really, like, pull off. Let's see, and they have legislation here, like state level, federal level, in Canada. Hey, Canada,
no. Canada,
like, insane templates to provide to state legislators and local council members. They even provide you stuff. So,
the link is in my bio.
Exhaust noise SEMA model bill.
You guys know my IG if you listen to this, hopefully.
They even want for nitrous. For you to be able to carry nitrous. Like, this is me just skimming through.
If I could have a bottle in my car and not have to worry about getting pulled over for it.
I mean, granted, around here, you're not.
I mean, I'm not.
And I can understand the logistics of it if you cross, you know, the tunnel or the bridge.
No, they light you up.
No, I mean, but, you know, in common sense, if something were to go wrong. Yeah, I get it.
I'm going to give you a hypothetical story.
A hypothetical. This is going
to
be good.
So, imagine if your boss needed you to get not only dry ice, but CO2.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, it might have been nitrous oxide.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the proper name for it.
Nitrous oxide.
Yeah. And they sell it right outside the tunnel, like maybe like 48th, 49th. There's a spot, uh-huh. Side Avenue, cross street from a park.
Okay. I know the exact spot you're talking about.
Where the horses are. Yes. You know, they keep those. You can get it there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if your boss sent you in a company van to go pick it up there and then bring it back home so that way we can test more gear. Would your balls be in your throat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this hypothetical.
May have happened. May have happened. Terrifying.
Like I said, it makes sense in that aspect. But let's say, for example, you know, you're responsible enough.
Oh, yeah.
And you leave the bottle at home to cross state lines.
Pick up another one in the city. Hey.
And what, mail it back to yourself when the show's over, bro? Like, what the...
No, what you would do is empty it out because mm-hmm. you're allowed to travel with the empty canister. You're just not
yes,
allowed to have...
Yes, that is 100%. Yeah, that is true.
So
yes.
Then you have extra bottles at home. What are you talking about?
When it's... Okay, no, that makes total sense. That makes total sense, you know.
Because let's be realistic. If you go to a show, you're going to do it for the purge.
Yeah, that's really the only reason to do it.
Or if you get, you know, an ACO situation where...
That's a different thing. If you're going because, you know, there's a race thing or whatever, you know, it makes sense. It makes sense. But I also understand the legal side of it.
Yeah.
And the hazardous side of it, of what it could, quote unquote, God forbid, do.
Yeah, no,
I get it. I totally get it. But, you know, like I said, skimming through the website, it's insane the amount of stuff they actually really pull off. So I'll definitely tell you guys to check out the website. It's SEMA and then SAN, SEMASAN.com for the Action Network. You can check out the legislations, like I said, state level, federal level, and for all the Canadians out there listening.
Secondly, you should probably give them a run through about when they get pulled over for their tents and blah, blah, blah. Because not for anything, mm-hmm. not everybody knows how to act. They see videos on YouTube and Instagram about people talking shit to the cops. Oh, yeah, you're going to let that go.
If we have to really sit here.
I'm saying.
And explain how to act. I mean, am I surprised by you telling me that? No, I'm not. This is my surprise place.
While I was there waiting the hour for that cop, mm-hmm. I watched somebody get dragged out of his car.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure he was acting like a damn fool. Like, to a certain degree, you can ask questions and not demand and sound like a damn prick.
The other part of that was he was driving... You probably know the kid.
What?
He drives that... it's a Mercedes. It's a high-end Mercedes. The GT.
Okay, yes. Yes, yes,
wrapped
yes.
like that chrome...
Yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
It was him.
Oh, no shit.
Ripped
really?
Right out of his fucking car.
I'm not surprised.
My daddy is? I'll have your job. The cop's like, oh, you're going to have my job. Might as well fuck you up now.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, I mean, if you get pulled over, just... you know how many times I've gotten pulled over? Love of God.
Have everything ready when they walk up to the door.
That's it.
Don't backtalk. Yes, please. Thank you. No, thank you.
And for the guys out there that have the gold cards... Don't be that asshole
who gives
that just
gold
slaps
card
it on top of their paper like, and who's your daddy now?
Well, unless it's like the chief of police,
you know what I mean? It's one
town,
of those things.
That's one thing.
Nonchalantly, just you know,
leave it on your lap. Or
leave it on your lap in front of your license forehead. And your registration, because the second they look at everything, you know, you get the famous $1 million question: who's that?
How do you know that person?
How do you know that person? I'm like, well, I'm kind of fucking their mother and their sister. And their, you know
what
I mean? Like,
don't. I met him in the Arby's bathroom once.
The knees really hurt, officer. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Knee pads and chapstick. That's how I got this.
You know what I mean? Like, if we really have to sit here and explain. I mean, I get it,
let's
yes.
Let's just do a walkthrough for these people.
You know, I mean, do we really, like, I'm not going to get that crazy, like, you know, turn the car off and put the key in the damn dash type deal.
No, absolutely. Dude.
Really?
I love that shit.
I've never done that crap.
Never.
Never.
I do it every time now.
I put the hazard. I'll turn the car off. I'm going to take the fucking key and turn it off. No.
Did I ever tell you about the time I got pulled over in front of North Bergen Township? the town hall.
Uh-huh. Oh, the old town hall?
Yeah, on Kennedy.
On Kennedy, yeah. What?
So, ready for this?
Mm.
My cousin Brandon.
Uh-huh.
I was driving his car around for a couple weeks while he was away.
Uh-huh.
Some things have went down, and he had to go way to college. Mm.
Uh-huh.
And the car kind of became a target.
Okay.
Now, although I did a sweep of the car myself just to make sure there was nothing extra funny in it.
Right.
And I'm driving the car. And if you look to your right, you know the police department's right before the town hall.
Like, yeah, yeah. It's like literally behind it.
On top of each other almost.
Yeah.
I made eye contact with the cop. He made eye contact with me. The lights went on. It's like, shit, all right. I just pulled over right in front of town hall. Literally swung his door open, gun drawn, over to a lot of people. Turn the car off and put the keys in on the roof. Right there. You know it's a felony stop. When they tell you to turn the car off, put the keys on the roof.
Jesus Christ. What the?
Matter of seconds. Four more cars.
What'd you do?
The car had a target on its back because of what happened.
Oh, okay.
So, what are you doing with this car? You're not the owner of it. You're not supposed to be driving this car. If I were you, I would leave it where the fuck it was parked. Went off on me. I was like, all right. Yes, okay, yes, okay, yes, okay, yes, okay. I went from, like, legit, like, three cop cars, guns drawn and everything with the keys on the roof to getting chewed out for driving a car.
That's insane.
Yeah. Fun part was, he goes, well, do you mind if we search it? And I kindly looked over, and this is not a bullshit story. This is a true story, actual, factual.
Mm-hmm.
Sober as a judge, I looked at him and said, well, the glove compartment's locked, and so is the trunk. And what are we doing, like, warned or something like that? Like, am I going to be waiting here for you to get one signed? Like, how does this work? No, you have to consent. Well, it's not my car, and legally I can't consent.
Smartest thing you could have probably ever said.
He looked at me and goes, all right, well, you want to be a smartass? That's fine. Stay right there. Dude, wouldn't you know it, dog, circling my car. And after the dog was done circling my car, because I did my own little sweep of the car, just to make sure there was no extra fun
stuff. Right, of course.
I was like, all right, the dog's done? Yeah. Do you want to search it now?
Such a dick.
He said, you know what? Fucking go. Just like that. He was a short, little, fat Italian dude.
Uh-huh.
He reminded me like an uncle or something. But he was pissed, like he just fucking broke his PlayStation and then smacked his mother.
Wow, really?
Dude, he was angry.
Both those things at the same time. Got it.
One after the other. And then tried his wife on for a glove.
I'll give...
Dude, he was pissed.
I'll give you a good one. This was... like 15 years ago, maybe. We were going to PA for a car show. It was me and about, I think it was like 6 or 7 of us. Okay?
Yeah.
Just cruising. And at that time, once we hit the PA border, the highway's crap. Like the PA turnpike was absolute shit. Not like it's beautiful. Not like it's beautiful now, folks. Yeah. Get your act together, PA. But it was craters. So what we used to do was drive in a zigzag formation. So, like, I'll be on the right lane. The other car will be on the left lane. But giving each member a
enough
full
space
car
to go
lane
in and out.
To go in and out, exactly. And we were doing that to avoid potholes in and out the entire way. Behind us, there was an old lady. You can see where I'm going with this.
Oh, so you guys look like Fast and Furious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm guessing we look like we're just shooting a scene from like an action movie type deal. I'm pretty sure. And we're probably doing like 45, just avoiding goddamn potholes.
You had Brian hanging out the side of the fucking Sonic SUV. Monica!
Incognito girl. And I'm assuming she called it in. This was us going to the show. Fine, we got to the show. I forgot what show it was even that we did. Talking about like 5, 6, 7 hours later, we're driving back. Bro, out of nowhere, four state troopers pop out of nowhere.
Oh, state troopers are scary, dude.
Oh, no, I'll give you a good one. This guy had a cowboy hat and the boots.
Up to the knee?
With the thing in the back with the ching.
Stop.
This guy was a character.
You're making a story.
No, I swear to God, bro. I swear to God. People, all the old schoolers that are listening right now, they're going to laugh because they're going to remember the story. And four troopers popped out of nowhere because we weren't zigzagging at that moment, but we were in the lineup
for it. Being vigilant for potholes.
Being ready for it. No, God. All six cars pull over and the loudspeaker, all of them screaming at us. All right, all of us, one by one, boom, 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 boom. We pulled over. And, you know, it was like one state trooper, two guys from the team, another state trooper, another two, three cars from the team. And I was like the very last one on the line.
How are you the president and you don't lead the line? How are you the president and don't lead the line?
I was leading the line. I was like, well, not the last, but I was like the first one. I was like by my damn self with one car literally behind me.
Okay, okay.
That, you know, that deal. When I looked through the rear, you know, through the side mirror, I was like, all right, maybe he doesn't look like an asshole. My God.
Looks can be deceiving.
Oh, 100%. This guy was an asshole. Gets out, bro. You just see that shiny-ass cowboy boot. I was like, I'm fucked. Took his sunglasses off. He fixed his cowboy hat, grabbed his pants, like in the movies.
Tightened them up.
Brought them up a little bit. Did the stretch. And walked his slow ass to my car. Where are you going? Home. Mind you, I think we all would have... I think we won, like, best team. So I had, like, the trophy sitting in the passenger seat because it was a big-ass trophy. I was like, going home. He goes, what you got over there? I was like, a trophy?
Drugs.
I'm like, a trophy? Oh. We got a report a few hours back of some street racing. I'm like, sir, I'm a truck. I can't race even if I wanted to. I'm a truck. Like, I had a humongous question mark on top of my head. The guy's like, well, no, no. You look like a race car. I'm like, well, officer, I'm a truck. I can't race a truck, sir. Mine's just registration insurance. Okay. Get with my paperwork. Goes back. Are you clean? I'm like, yeah, but, you know, you're going to double check anyway because I'm pretty sure you think I'm lying. Just roll my eyes. I'm like, wait here, my thumb in my butt. And just wait. Bro, the guy, 45 minutes in the car.
Just looking around.
Writing tickets. Then goes back 45 minutes later. Goes back and goes, do me a favor. Bring up your front windows real quick. I'm like, I don't have tints. Go, I bring me, bring up the vent. Yes. Those look kind of dark to me. I'm like, because it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't have tints. Put your light to it. The guy went back, got his flashlight, literally when I got to the glass. Yes. Okay. You got lucky with that one at least. I'm like, what do you mean at least? No front plate. Obstruction of view because of the banner, the stickers, the whole nine yards, being too low, having my underglow on.
See?
Okay, fine. I was mad as a mug. And it was required for us to go back to court in PA. We couldn't just say, yeah, whatever, pay the stupid money. No, it was required to go back to PA. We all pissed as hell. We all were, because we all went the same day to court, the entire gang. I was like, guys, everybody wear your damn C4 shirts. If we're going to do this, we're going to look goddamn professional. So we all just sat there. So we literally just all sat there in the benches like that. Everybody with the damn C4 shirts were like, whatever, man. But anyway, like I said, going back, the cop gives me my tickets. I used to have my my strobe lights and all my switches here on the side. Just a quick little, you know, I see anything, boop, boop, you know, just hit the switch real quick and that's it, I'm out. Not thinking, I took the tickets and I went like that out of anger because I was just fucking annoyed.
Bro. When he says like that, it's him thrusting the tickets into the console.
Yeah, I threw the tickets into the side of me on my middle console.
Yeah.
I flipped the switch of my strobe lights.
Oh my god,
dude. When I tell you. At that moment, I lost it. But I didn't know I had my strobe lights on because he had his strobe lights on. So the flash effect was kind of
canceling each other out.
So I was just like, because the guy gets back in his car. And as I'm looking through my rear view, this cop is raging in the car. Like he's going he's throwing his arms out and just like, what the fuck? And just, like, banging his steering wheel. And then just grabbing his hat. And then he'll bang his steering wheel again. And just smack his dashboard and go like that again. And, like, stare up. I was like, I'm looking at this through my... I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this? This guy's going to shoot me. What the fuck? Then The cop gets out, swings his door open, slams the crap out. I don't even know how the hell he didn't even, like, break the window. Glass. Honestly, I don't know, because that man was raging. Storming to my damn door. I had my window down. He goes, "Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? You want to get arrested? Huh? Do ya?" And I hear the click. You know, the clip off the belt from where he has the holster. I was like, what is going on right now? He goes, you trying to be a big boy? Huh? You trying to show that you have the same lights I do?" I'm staring. I'm like, same lights he does. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy talking? I was like, oh, I kind of went back. I was like, click. I was like, officer, that must have been some reflection. I don't know what you're talking about. I have a million lights in this car, but I don't have police lights. He goes storming back, and he looks at my taillights. He goes, comes back storming. He goes, "Did you turn them off?" I was like, "Sir, I don't even, do you not see the confused look on my face right now? I have no idea what the hell you're talking about." My butthole was so clenched. Dude, that cop went, literally, he breathed. He did the Mr. Miyagi thing and just stares at me and goes, I'm gonna close my eyes, and if I fucking open them and you're still in front of me, I'm arresting you and I'm towing this." Like, I don't even know how he finished the sentence because I was out. I left. That's literally the ending part of that sentence. I didn't hear anything else. He's like, "If I open my eyes and you're still who you are, I'm arresting." I was like, make sure I don't hit him because then I'm really fucked. He was far away enough. I just like... drive. Bye. Sorry. Which fucking took off. And that was it. And then, you know, famous court appearance with the rest of the knuckleheads.
How'd you guys all make out?
No, we all got off. We ended up paying the stupid court fee because, you know, nobody takes away the damn court fee.
$35
or
something.
I think that time was like $15 or $20 or something stupid like that. And I think one ticket we all had to pretty much pay. One ticket and the court fee. Instead of like the 10.
Would everybody talk to the prosecutor?
Yeah, all the prosecutor and the guy, the prosecutor was like, "So I'm assuming you guys are all together?"
Like, what gave it away? The fucking t-shirts?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Something like that. He's like, "What were you guys doing?" I'm like, "Honestly, nothing. We were avoiding potholes, going to a car show, so I'm assuming somebody thought we were, you know, eating crap and just like racing and whatnot when we really weren't." Okay, I can see the mistake. All right. So, you know, at least the guy was cool. He was young, so he was cool. And, you know, he dropped it all down and whatnot. But, no. Straight up gunpoint the whole nine yards, yeah.
You can't make this shit up.
No, you really can't. Like, that in itself was like a comedy hour from, like, an SNL skit.
Snippet, yeah.
Yeah. Honest to God. But, you know, but to touch base a little bit with this law thing, you know, if it doesn't pass... If it were to creep up here...
That could be an everyday occurrence.
That can technically be an everyday occurrence. Like I said, the good parts about it is, would it stop some of the ones that are kind of giving everything in the car game a bad name?
Taste.
Yeah, it can stop it to a certain degree. Can it kind of screw everybody else over? Yeah. It can kind of screw everybody else over. Yeah, I remember, nobody's bothered us in this hobby for over 50 years.
And it's a beautiful hobby where everybody comes together for the one common like.
And it, like I said, it's nice that nobody's bothered us. You know, previous generations of the car guys and car girls. But at least if we have to do something, at least something that can protect us. You know, to a certain degree.
There has to be some sort of vest.
Yeah, like I said, if I have to pay $100, $150 or $200... And I get a registration that says, you know, state of New Jersey, blah, blah, blah. Modified. I'm happy. That's fine. Okay, cool. I'm game. I'll give you $150 if you can leave me alone.
But we want the exempts on certain things.
But, you know, some type of exempts out of it. We don't have to rock a fun plate. You know what I mean? We don't have to go to inspection if we don't want to. Because I know guys with historic plates that still take it.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
How bizarre.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things. They just want to have the sticker. I don't know why, but hey, whatever. Whatever floats your boat. Me personally, I'm happy as hell. I was like, screw this, because the car wasn't going to pass anyway. This is face the facts. You know.
Now, is that exemption rule 20 years old or 25 years old?
Under the state of New Jersey, it is 25 years old. So the second the car hits 25, you can transfer over to a historic plate. Now, let's say for example, your Z.
It's almost there. It's old enough to vote.
It could get away with it and getting a historic plate. Maybe. Mm-mm. You know, it's one of those things. Because if you look at, the Oh My God Miata, OMG Miata, yes, that we were talking about in a few episodes back.
Yep.
He has historic plates on his car. I forgot what, he's in California, if I'm not mistaken. But he was able to put historic plates on that. And he's fully goddamn done. Like,
but I think he's like a 92.
Yeah, I mean, every state is different in terms of the age range that you need in your car to be a historic plate.
He has a NB Miata.
Yes, yeah, flip-up lights. Yeah, yep. Flip-up lights.
Pop, up and down headlights.
But, you know, it's one of those things. At least under the state of New Jersey, you have to be at least 25 years old. And you can kind of get away with it. Do they really bother you? Sometimes. I mean, the only when they really see a historic play is when they really kind of go, all right, we'll let it go type deal. Because, you know, I've had cars that don't have a front plate, don't have a historic plate, and I've gotten a ticket for it. But mind you, my classics that don't have a front plate and don't have an inspection sticker but have the historic plate,
Nothing.
But also comes with the crowd. Also, the chances of a cop pulling over a classic car?
Slim to none.
A car pulling over...
my car.
Your car.
Highly likely.
You know what I mean? I'll bet money on it. And I'll win.
Yeah.
So you don't really see it too much. But again, it comes into the... why does that happen? They all have a bad taste in their mouth.
Well, just to be
so
clear,
they think everybody is the same.
I think
which sucks.
I think you can get away with tinting rusty.
I could tint rusty, but it's a 76. Nobody tints a 76.
And drive through Gutenberg. Here's my premise on that theory.
I mean, they're going to stop me just because I'm
like, pulling over that
sir,
car.
Sir, this needs to be in the river, not here.
Would be like pulling over a bus. It would stop all of traffic. And I think they would know that. It's like they don't want to write tickets in the snow or the rain.
You're right.
They'll look actually at it and be like, do I really want to stop?
Not really dealing with that
going on right now.
But, you know, it's one of those things. So, you know, they have a bad taste in their mouth. If it wasn't for the bad taste in their mouth, chances are they wouldn't bother us. Because I've also been pulled over, and I've gotten nothing but compliments by state troopers.
Really?
Which is the coolest thing in the world that I think that can happen to anyone. Literally, I used to have my car in storage, so I went to go pick up Blue in storage to get it ready to head out early in the morning. I was like, I don't want to drive that early. I prefer to just get the truck now at night, have it parked at home, and, you know, and then leave. All right. And I was like, you know what? There was construction over here, so I'll jump on the turnpike real quick from where I was.
Mistake.
It wasn't a mistake in the sense of,
I
get home. I get home quicker. But at that time, you know, I got stopped. Literally by two troopers in one car. I was like, come on, man. I was like, fuck. It's like 11:30. Jesus Christ. This is going to suck now. All right. See the... I give him the license. Literally, the cop was like, nah, man, put that crap away. We just wanted to stop it. What is this? I was like, oh, wait, you're not giving me a ticket? He goes, no, man. Honestly, our shift just ended, and we're about to head out. We just saw this damn thing in front of us. We're like, yo, we have to pull him over and find out what it is because this thing is cool. I was like, oh, thanks. I mean, I can show you everything. Do you mind if I get out and show you?
You want to play some Wii?
He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Get out, man. You look pretty cool. Don't worry about it. And literally, I was able to get out of my car. I was like, I'll show you this whole set. I popped up. I did a car show literally on the side of the turnpike.
Has strobes and everything?
Strobe. I was like, I have the same lights you got. I told him like that. He goes, light that bitch up. I was
no
like,
way.
I'm like, is this a trick? Am I going to like go flip the switch and you guys are going to give me the damn ticket?
They're going to drill nine
and
in
they literally
back.
Started laughing. He goes, no, man, honestly, this is just a cool ass truck. We've never seen a truck like this. Go ahead, do it. You have our okay. I was like, oh, okay, fuck that. I'm not saying no. The cops gave me an okay for strobing. I lit that bitch up on the side of the turnpike. The guy's like, yo, this is mean as hell.
That's pretty cool.
He goes, yo, can we take a picture? I was like, do whatever you want. Just, you know, pass it around just in case they see me, not to pull me over.
Put it on a clipboard. Leave this guy alone.
Or, you know, look at the logo, TPC4, if they ever see us.
Well, those pin boards with the cars on them are actually a real thing.
Oh, I know that's a real thing.
Like, they'll say, in this town, this one car, they'll post your picture on the thing and say, pull him over whenever you see him.
Yeah, whenever you see him, just bust his balls.
Murder him with tickets.
We had one incident of one guy that we knew. Okay, we also had the cop that told us his face is on the bulletin board, so we know it's a thing.
Yeah.
We know it's a real thing.
So if you're in a certain town, please believe that if you're that person that's been pulled over once.
Yeah, trust me, I have a picture of your car on the bulletin board.
They got a picture of your car.
But yeah, the cops were mad cool. I literally stayed there for like 45 minutes just literally talking crap and just BSing with them and having some fun. They took pictures with the car, and then there's like, all right, man, get home safe and, you know, go look at that show. I'm like, oh, thanks, guys. You know, stay safe out there.
Ooh, that was the other thing I wanted to get to the listeners.
What?
All right. You guys going to those send it meets and the swinging it. All right. I get it. It's fun. But for the love of God, do not have all of your friends post the same video. Do not have the photographer post the same video with six different edits, and then you go and post the three different edits on your page. Because not for anything, that one Mustang, let's call it, just throwing a random car out there.
Okay.
That's doing donuts in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
If that goes viral, every Mustang owner will have a bullet on their back.
I mean, they kind of already do, unfortunately.
It's sad, but it's true.
Yeah, we're not joking.
Don't post it on every platform. Don't go on your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, this, that, and the third, and post the same video.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, like I said, so much of it, they are sadly killing the car meet thing, because slowly it's just going to die out to the point that nobody's going to waste their time going to a meet.
And I understand
Monday through Sunday people are hosting.
I understand the B side of that disc, where they want that content on their page.
I understand that too.
Save
I really
it to
do.
Your highlights.
But yeah, do the capture the cool stuff, the good stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, yeah, is it funny at the moment you see it? You know, them macking into like a wall or a pole or sending somebody across the street type
That's
deal.
Fucked up.
It is fucked up. Is it to a certain degree that you giggle a little bit?
Yeah, you do laugh, giggle a little bit. Look at the dent on the car.
Everybody giggles a little bit.
And the lady then, gets up and
after
she's
they
like,
giggle,
she dusts herself off. She's like, that didn't hurt. And everybody's like, yeah. That's when it's funny.
Do it again. No, I'm kidding. Okay.
When it's fucked up is when the person gets trapped in the car and it becomes a tragic situation where that person's family has to deal
with that. No, and we've seen those videos. Sadly, we've seen them roll up on the feed, which is horrible. Like I said, there's a place for it to a certain degree.
A BJ's parking lot is not it.
No, it's not. I mean, half of these damn parking lots ain't it. What was it? If I'm not mistaken, last year, wasn't there another meet? Some guy was like trying to go nuts, trying to do a burnout and just like ended up macking like two parked cars, and there was a fight because then that guy didn't have insurance, and then the other guy did have stuff done to his car. I mean, you're assed out. What are you going to do? Take him to court?
No.
You were in an illegal event too, dumbass. You know what I mean? You're not going to be able to do much anyway. It just sucks all the way around.
But stop posting that kind of content repeatedly over and over. Do not delete the video and then repost so that way more people can see you doing some cool shit. No.
It doesn't help. Sadly, it just doesn't help. Like, if it were to help, be the first one to tell you, yo, bro, do it, man, fuck it. But it doesn't help anybody. You got look at these laws that they're trying to come up now. They're trying, sadly, they're. If we don't try to put a stop to it, or not stop to it, because what the hell
Hit
can
the
we
brakes.
Do? But you know what I mean. If we have to find a way to protect the hobby, so it's here for an extra 50 years, type of deal. Because at least that's the way I think. It is a beautiful hobby.
If you
done
want to
right.
keep something forever, you have to maintain it.
But you do have to maintain it, sadly. And, I mean, granted, it's a more serious topic, I guess, than the other topics we've covered in the past, to a certain degree. Because there is a beautiful future in this hobby. It's just it sucks because not a lot of people, whatever, you know, they don't pay no mind to it. But for the real car guys and the real car girls out there that, you know, that put the wrench time and the hard time to build a race car, you know. And the money involved and everything else to literally pull out of your driveway and get stopped everywhere.
It's no longer
just,
fun.
And not even because they're out to get you personally. It's just because they're, you know, whoever it was in law enforcement went to like some 2-3 meets and saw the fuckery that was going on. You know, that type of deal. And that starts putting a bad taste in their mouths and like, okay, so everybody would allow mufflers to jerk off.
Not gonna pull them over.
It's not, sadly, it's not what I want personally for me. Like if I want to get pulled over, it's because I did something stupid. Me myself.
Running a stop sign.
You know, I ran a stop sign. I took the light by like a dumbass.
Made
I didn't
the right
see it.
On red where you're not supposed
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Just like every other common joke.
Which we
that
don't
gets pulled
do.
Over. but not because I either have tints or I'm too low or my exhaust is kind of loud,
camber,
or I don't have a front plate, or I have a little bit of camber on the car. That, one, destroys the hobby, because then, you know,
becomes a nuisance.
It becomes a pain in the ass. Why am I doing this if all I'm doing is end up paying more tickets than what I'm even putting into the car?
Yeah.
And you start losing people in the hobby. Sadly, that's what happens. And then what happens? You just see the steady decline. And before you know it, we're gone.
We don't exist anymore.
That's all it is.
That 20 grand, 30 grand, 40 grand we put into the car is now a paperweight. It's nothing. Useless.
It's useless, and people get rid of the cars and, you know, go on with their normal, plain Jane lives.
Adulting. Boo.
Yeah, I mean, adulting. But, you know, it's one of those things. We do have to find a way to protect the hobby one way or one, you know, somehow. I have some ideas in my head. I really do. Which,
spill
whatever.
Some beans. Give them the little ones. Don't give them the steak. Give them the potatoes and then the green beans.
Why don't we write a bill? That's crazy. Yeah, I know. You just went mute.
No.
Why don't we write a bill? If these guys can write a bill, why can't we?
We write
a bill to protect us,
we
the modded guys.
To the why not?
Why not? Why not? Why not take this to the next level?
I agree.
Why not? If we could do something productive, protect the car game, so everybody can have fun in it, and everybody can continue modding, and instead of putting money into court fees and lawyers and tickets and whatnot, they can put it back into the damn rides, why not? End of the day. You have to remember, we, in that sense, we have to show that this hobby, there is professionalism in it.
And it can be a beautiful thing.
Because sadly, because of all these crazy videos that show up, and the knuckleheads, and the BS, and the back and forth, it, you know, we try to protect the, quote unquote, let's try and protect the car game, but if, you know, all they see is that.
That's all they know of us.
They're like, what are we going to protect if all you guys are doing is this?
Here, perfect example. You're dating a girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going
to
be good.
You're
going
to
be good.
Nice to her.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're doing the dates, you're paying for everything,
and then you get
car doors.
Oh, no?
And then you go on fucking, you know, whatever your search engine is for the day, and you see videos of her, you're no longer going to treat her the way she's meant to be treated. And that's them seeing us
in
that
light. Yeah, you just become their manager, and you open up an OnlyFans for them. Duh.
I'm down to make that money. Whatever it takes. You want bat wings? I'm giving you bat
wings. Whatever
it
takes for those air rides. Whatever it takes. Do you hear me? But, you know, going back a little bit to this, why not? Like, this is a crazy brain fart that I just, you know, spit out now. But, you know, obviously do much more homework and research and whatnot.
We take cues off the historic plates.
No, we could take cues from, like...
Right, certain stipulations.
Yeah, certain stuff
certain
in the history,
tickets.
In the historic plates, or certain stuff from, like, the street rods. Because I know street rods, if you're part of the street rod association or something like that, you get your own cool plate.
Yeah, it's got little cars in the middle.
Yeah, which is dope as hell, to be honest. Kudos to them. But you have to be for like 1949 and
earlier.
Street rod.
The car has to be modded towards that direction.
But it has to be modded towards that direction, correct. But why not? It would be fun to at least try. Why not? You know what I mean? It's one of those things. It would be cool to at least say that we can try and do something to protect the hobby.
And also, guys, if you have any suggestions or any...
Yeah, it would be fun. Actually, guys, write in. Give us input. What would you like to see in an actual bill presented, you know, to the state? I guess we could talk about, the Jersey guys, you know. Sorry, guys, if you're in another state, but...
No, not for anything. If they're from other states, we want to hear that, too, because guess
but,
what?
But, you know what I mean?
If we make it big here and it travels
across
the board...
No, yeah, but it would be dope as hell, at least if we can try and get something done here.
We
kinda,
could even
kind of copy
out
and
to
paste
California and save them a little bit too.
Send it over and then start slowly,
state by
you
state.
Know, state by state type deal, because you know every state is kind of different. Because I know PA, for example, you can have a light bar like on the roof if you're a lifted truck or Jeep,
mm-hmm.
but it has to have a cover on it, even if the light's not on. Yeah, I know it's the dumbest thing in the world, and I know that from like PA guys that I've met at shows and whatnot.
Also,
but
PA,
they have to have covered lights on the roof.
PA doesn't have to rock a front plate.
But also, PA doesn't have to have a front plate.
Or they can have tints.
But
You can do limo tints in PA.
Yeah, but you do have to go to state inspection, and they do even check your tires. And if they have a little bit of dry rot, you fail.
Huh.
It's a give or take. Yeah, yeah. Because like I said, you can have a light bar. Yeah, you have to buy a cover for it. For some of these guys, it doesn't even make sense. You're going to get a light bar on eBay for like $40-$50. But then a cover for it is like $100.
That's interesting.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
I'd fabricate one.
Okay, yeah, okay. But for the one that isn't savvy, they're going to go and buy one. Or yeah. Put what, a garbage bag over it?
No.
With tape? You know what I mean? What I'm saying is it's a dumb law. Because if it's daytime, you're not driving where your light bar. And if you are, dude, you're a prick. That's just face the facts. What are you doing? What are you doing? There's no need for
blinding everybody around.
You know, on top of the sun. But chances are the normal person that has a light bar,
they're not going to drive.
They don't have it on during the day. Let's just face the facts. And even at night, they won't do it. It's literally if they go mudding or on a trail.
Rock crawling.
Or they literally go to a show or some kind. Or something that involves you needing more lighting. Or I do get it. Some of those PA highways are dark as sin. Put them on when there's no incoming cars and you turn them off when they pass you.
Oh, by common the way, sense. That's another thing.
What?
I got to tell you. My car, believe it or not, is a feature we can unlock with the OBD-11.
Okay.
Where... if it's dark enough, the high beams will automatically kick on. And if it senses other light...
it sees a light, it'll dim down again.
Yeah, dude.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
It's there. I just have to unlock it.
Okay, so unlock it. I mean, that's a fun little feature to have anyway. Makes your life easier than just, you know, hitting the stupid high beam on. But, you know, but just going back. Yeah, they don't need a front plate. But if your tires are kind of old, you fail.
Or exposed metal from doing low burnouts. Guess what? You deserve to fail.
And he, you know what I mean? And here, yeah, it sucks. We need inspection and we need the front plate. But I've seen cars go through state inspection.
That should have never made it on the road.
You're like, dude, how is this even driving?
There's duct tape behind the bumper.
Holy water's holding this thing together.
Bunch of termites.
You know what I mean?
Holding hands.
You know what I mean? But as long as it has catalytic converters, thumbs up, bro. You know what I mean?
Pass.
Out the door you go. Put the sticker on. The whole car falls apart. What? So there's certain things that when you really sit down and stare, you're just like, how the fuck does half of this crap make sense?
Florida, you don't even have to get an inspection. You know that, right?
I know. In Florida, you need no inspection. You need no front plate.
No hood.
I've seen cars go through state inspection in Florida with no hood and pass. Yes, it's not even required. Why? It's Florida. Do I need to say anything else? It's just Florida.
Florida Man. By the way, my favorite superhero is Florida Man.
Is it really?
So random. Have you heard the articles that start off with Florida Man?
No, how do they start?
Florida Man loses 12 pounds of meth, finds it inside of an alligator, and fights him for it. Like, those?
Okay.
He's a fucking superhero in my eyes.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. But yeah, you know what I mean? It's one of those things. Every state has its weird quirk on a rule or on a law. New York, I mean, I don't know how New York is really. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, are they strict?
They're similar to Jersey.
Similar to a certain degree, right?
But the cops care less.
Right, I think, yeah.
They're
okay.
Not going to pull you every 10 minutes for tints unless they have a reason to really pull you over. Like, if you're a big pusher and they know your name, they're going to pull you over for tints.
Okay, which makes sense. But, I mean, like I said, it would be fun to get everybody's idea and input. Like, let's say, for example, okay, cool. We say yes, you know what? Screw this. We were saying it joking, but we're going to do it. We're going to write a bill to protect the car guys and the car girls and present it. Or find somebody that can present it for us. You know, whatever. How that works.
I'm sure there's car guys who are lawyers.
There has to be. Which, if you are, dude, you know, C4 Please Lifestyle Media, shoot us a DM. If this brain fart were to work,
how would we go?
How
about
the
it?
Hell do we even go about it?
And what we want from you guys is
like, do I have to like drop a DM in Murphy's IG? But yeah, bro, nice suit.
What
Come
I want to hear from them is we're coming up with a recipe. You guys want to put salt in it? You want to put sazon? You want to put
100%.
We want to hear your little recipe ideas to add to the thing to help us cover our ashes.
Because at least off the top of my head, you know, not. Being able to not have a front plate, being able to get away from inspection to a certain degree
with age,
with a little bit, maybe less age,
18 years, 17 years.
You know, whatever.
Because that brings us back to our early 2000 vibes.
Yeah, for like a modded, normal modded car. I can get it for historic plates, antiques, and, you know, street rods, so on and so forth. But one for us, for like the 90s era, 2000s era.
Yeah.
You know, and whatever, current. But if you show proof that you're modded, you know...
You can have a
and you can legitimately say, okay, this was my car stock and this is my car now. And people can really be like, holy crap, okay, this is completely different. Like, even if we were to get a custom inspection sticker, that's for modified cars only.
Yeah.
Why not? Like, that'll be fine for me. I don't care. Like, inspection stickers for me is a hit or miss. It doesn't really bother me. Does they look nicer when I don't have one? Yeah, of course. The windshield looks cleaner. Eh, whatever, if I need one. So, you know, I know other people are like, no, God forsaken, I want to set the place on fire. I hate them. I get it. You know what I mean? But if they were to give you a special one because you're modified.
And the cop would look at that and immediately see that you're modified.
You know, would you do it? I know I would. Like, if I were to pay an extra $100 maybe, not have to register my car every damn year.
Every 4 years would be nice.
You know, just like the historics. I get to register my old car every 4 years. And I only pay $44. Granted, it's an old car. I get it. Let's say, for example, I were to pay $150 or $100 for 4 years.
You're breaking
even. And I get the registration that has, you know, modified show car. Yo, dude, I'm doing it like yesterday.
And I'm sure there's other people who would want to do that too.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things. So, would you do it? Would you not do it?
You'd have to do it.
You know, it's one of those things. Yeah, but there's going to be people that will be like, yeah, I like the law, but I'm not paying $100. I fuck the state. You know what I mean?
And then there's real car enthusiasts who are scared of being pulled over because of these knuckleheads gave us a bad name.
I think it will start weeding out the population.
You're picking the bad apples out the bunch.
Exactly. Because every single knucklehead isn't going to pay.
No, the bank owns the car because and it's under mommy and daddy's name.
Yeah. So chances are, let's just face the facts. The people that have their builds done or halfway done or at least modified heavily, you own the car already.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Or it's a project car or it was missing a motor in the trans because there's under, from what I'm looking at here, if they were not to pass this law, for the guys that buy the rolling shells, they're going to give you a hard time.
If it's not exactly OEM.
Because you're buying a shell with no motor and no trans. But who gives a crap if the title's clean? You got me?
Yes.
So this affects them too. So the ones that go out there and buy the $200 shell or $500 shell, $1,000 shell, that's clean.
You need that SR20 now. Congratulations. Good luck finding one. That's going
to
be doable.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things. They're going to bust your balls, in theory, if they were not to pass this law. Because from here, this is just the baby step of this law. From here, you know how it is. It can get modified and grown and more legislation and more this and more of that. And let's just look over on the other side, the West Coast. Look how Cali is. We can have an intake. Right, or drop in a filter from K&N.
Yeah.
It has to get certified through California first before it hits the rest of us in the market. And I get it. They have a lot more cars, a lot more pollution, blah, blah, blah. I get it. I get it for the tree huggers out there. I get it. But they're strict as fuck when it comes to the laws. You know what I mean? So if we can find a way to at least coexist.
Make everybody happy.
Make everybody happy. Do we have to pay a little bit more? Yeah. Okay, fine. Why? I mean, we're kind of used to it. Whether we go to a show, whether we go to a track, whether we go to an autocross, whether we want to get the damn racing seats, the suspension, the air. Ain't nothing free, ain't nothing $20, or nothing $100.
Nope.
Let's just face the facts.
The canards you buy are $350.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. $100, $150 for 4 years. I don't have to. Nobody bothers me? If I were to get pulled over, chances are I can get away with it. Granted. In the world of you didn't do anything stupid to begin with. It's just, you know, because you do find that cop that just is bored. You stand out at a red light. Going after you.
Red cars.
Yep. Know for a damn fact. Know that for a damn fact. But you know what I mean? It's one of those things. Now, instead of you getting that ticket, they see the registration, they see that.
they lift up their arms kind of a little bit, and they're like, all right, sorry to bother you.
Okay, get out of here. Okay, cool. Because we could, let's say we could put into the law, you don't have to drive it, you know, Monday through Sunday, but you can do the occasional drive, aside from, you know, bringing it to an event, a parade, blah, blah, blah. Just the same way it's written for the historic cars. They stop you. Why are you driving this thing? You're not going to a show. No, you're right. I just wanted to cruise it. I haven't driven it in a long time.
Yeah.
Who are them to tell you that you haven't? You got me? Nobody. They can't.
How would they know?
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, like I said, it's an interesting brain fart. Like all the other brain farts we normally have. But if, like, let's say if you are into the law game and you're also a car guy or car girl, drop a message. C4 Lifestyle Media. I would like to know more, because if we, at least the pointers, I guess you can say, on what to write or how to write and who to contact and at least how to go about it or the format.
Who would be helpful? Who's gonna
Who would be helpful in it? Because maybe there has to be some senators that like cars.
Are ready for this? Even if they don't, you know their son drives that Maserati. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true. Or, you know, their grandson or somebody in their family does have something hooked up or modified, whether it's a classic or whatnot. It would be fun.
Just say, hey.
And I say fun with the asterisk because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a
think about
nightmare.
This person. You could be hurting them.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, it would be cool to get at least some input or, like I said, any ideas that we haven't touched on, drop them. Because, like I said, we only know how Jersey rolls, to be honest. A little bit of PA, a little bit of here, but how New York really is.
Because let's say if we could...
You know, Connecticut? I don't know where the fuck they are.
Let's say we beat this in Jersey and we wind up making some sort of legislation and we get a little bit of a pass. If it rolls into the other states...
It's a copy and paste.
We want to know what we're fighting against.
Exactly, yeah, because you got to remember, certain states have their thing. Perfect example, the light bar thing in PA. The dumbest thing in the world. Makes absolutely no sense. But it's a thing. And I've seen Jeeps and trucks get pulled over. Because there's no cover on the light bar. Unless you're like an out-of-stater.
Yeah, which, and then it only applies to your state, which they really can't give you a ticket for.
Exactly. They'll just kind of ignore you. But I've seen in-state cars with light bars on, with no covers on them, and pulled over and getting tickets for it. And it's for each light that doesn't have a cover, mind you. Not just one in general. No,
sir. So if your light bar has, it's a 16-cell LED.
No. Let's say, for example, you have the light bar, right? Okay, strip. That's ticket one. You have, you know,
fog lights.
Four more.
That racked into Liberty's
house. That's one more ticket for each one type deal. So you're coming back home with five tickets.
Oh, fucking $80 a piece.
Yeah, or six tickets. If you have lights in the front of the bar, you know, the bumper the guard. If you have lights there and they're not covered, you're getting a ticket for that. It's insane. It's stupid. It beats the crap out of me. Yeah.
Silly is the word I'm going to use.
Yeah, it is, in sense. Because for what? What is the point of that? There's no need for that, to bust the balls on the truck guys and the Jeep guys like that. I mean, but it happens.
And let's be honest, if they're rocking it on their roof, if they shine that light on me, it's going to hit my roof. Good luck trying to blind me.
Yeah.
I can look under your car if I look at my rear view.
But also, if you're like in the daytime with all of them on, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no.
There's no need.
You're reaching.
Yeah, you're reaching hard as hell, you know what I mean? So like I said, to a certain degree, it's made for those knuckleheads, but it kind of just screws up everybody else at the same time, because now you have to go out and buy the specific cover for the damn light bar.
And I'm sure in other states there has to be other laws like that.
To a certain degree?
Things that we don't possibly know about.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a million things that we don't have no idea how, you know, in the car game.
I'm sure there's one state that there's no brapples.
No, it's considered noise pollution to a certain degree. Over a certain decibel range, if I'm not mistaken, then theory they can bust your balls for a ticket.
I don't know what state it is, but I know if your exhaust is over a certain decibel, you have to aim the exhaust at the ground. So there goes custom tips that you have to make.
No kidding, really.
That's a real thing.
I get it. It bounces in the floor and kind of diminishes the sound a little bit. Okay, makes sense. But there it goes. Nice exhaust, but you have to get a freaking limp dick exhaust tip. It kills the whole look of the car. You know what I mean? So silly, dumb laws that there's just no need for it.
Tomei is excited. And if you get this one, it looks like you're not excited.
You know what I mean? It kind of sucks. But it would be fun to get some input from everyone. You know, drop it on the page or go online, drop it as a voicemail there, or shoot us an email, whatever it is. I don't know. Just, it would be fun. I say that with the biggest asterisk mark over it.
Also, if you have any horror stories about you getting pulled over and in certain towns, in which towns are kind of rough on you, we'd like to know that too, so we could throw a flag up to the rest of the people and say, hey, stay the hell out of that town.
Yeah, or at least, you know, drywall your windows down.
Yeah.
If got they're anal like that.
Yep, yep.
Because
Gutenberg's no joke, man.
We always go back to Gutenberg.
Dude.
But they're not. They're really not. Jesus Christ.
It's like the Marine Corps for tints.
Yeah, yeah. They go...
Navy SEAL.
They go trigger happy. They really do. They really do. Okay, well, you just reminded me of a story. I was in the back of a car. And we were at the light. Gutenberg cop in the gas station, like always. Light turned green. Whoop. Right behind us. Cool. I think they got the passenger up front because he didn't have a seatbelt on.
Oh.
The kid driving, I think he had his permit at the time. Yeah, he had his permit at the time. And I was in the back seat. This guy I think he was a newbie. I really think he was a newbie. Okay. The kid kind of looks at me and goes, "Where's your ID?" I'm like, "For what? I'm not driving." "I don't care. I want to see your ID." I was like, come on, man. Look at this. It's like Sunday. I just went to AutoZone. It's not that serious. I was like, all right, fuck this guy. I did become the guy. I did become that douche.
And I
popped the go-kart. Oh. Looked at it. Looked at everybody in the car. Gave me back my go-kart. Gave everybody back their info. They're like, no, have a nice day.
Who was on the gold card? That's what I want to know.
A very good friend of mine that passed away in the force.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Awesome dude. Awesome dude. The guy would literally make you pee your pants of the stories. And this guy, he was a trained sniper.
What?
Yeah, yeah. He worked on U.S. border. He was a border agent for like years. He was in the Navy.
Car guy also?
He was a car guy. He was a car guy. Just a nut job. Love him to death, bro. Cool as hell. Cool as hell. But he was a nut. Like, he would go up to you and scare you and just be like, what? I can arrest you right now. And just like, you know, one of those just like make you want to.
Serious jokers. What the?
Yeah, serious joker. Like, if you didn't know him and he came up to you, like, you'll crap yourself. But it was insane because he was also in SWAT, too. So he trained sniper.
Highly trained. So he looks scary, probably.
Bro, like you and me. You and me. 100%. But everywhere we went, he was always carrying.
That's kind of cool.
Which is cool, and kind of like you have to get used to it. If you're not around that, you're not used to that. You're like, God damn it, man. Can you put Billy back in the box? Like, can you leave Billy at home? And this guy would like, he'd literally be like, no, Billy goes everywhere I go. You know, he was one of those hardcore.
Yeah,
Billy's my buddy, you know? But like I said, it was just fun as hell. It was cool. It was always an adventure. It was always fun with the guy. But yeah, it just sucks. We lost him, I want to say 5-6 years ago already.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's long ago, but also kind of recent. You know, it's one of those.
Well, something like that always hurts.
But something like that always hurts. It was just so cool as hell. And he would have a full arsenal. In the back of his Jeep. Like in the cases with the locks and the fingerprint, the whole nine yards, like anal as hell. And totally understandable. But when it was just fun because he'll be like, look what I bought today. He'll just pop the trunk and be like, boop, 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 pop. And you're like, dude, put the bazooka away. What is this crap? He goes, oh man, I just got this. This is gonna be fun this weekend. I was like, what? Bro, what? You know what I mean? It's one of those things. But he was fun as hell. He was legit fun as hell. It just sucks, you know, the whole thing. How that, but he's the one that was like, you know, I trust you. I know you're not a knucklehead.
Here's a gold card.
Here's a gold card.
Anything ever happens, you know.
You know what I mean? And I treasure it like gold. It's one of those things. I treasure it legitimately like gold.
How many gold cards do you have now?
There's no need to get into that topic.
But guys, also, if you guys, listen to me, if you have gold cards and PBA cards, they are useful. So don't be shy to reach out to your cop friends and be like, yo, when are you going to help me out with a PBA card or a
go-kart? Yeah, I mean, if to get a go-kart is hard, and I understand it just because on the cop side of it.
Yeah, no.
You know, they really have to make sure that you're not going to go and trample over fucking five people and just be like, I got a go-kart. No, it doesn't work that way either.
Get out of jail free.
It's not GTA.
But that's helpful during a stop.
But certain, what I call, it's helpful and beneficial for a dumb stop. I call them a dumb stop. And the dumb stop is
tense.
Not even. You're at a light, but you have an exhaust. And you're not even loud. And you're just cruising. And that gives, you know, anybody with a badge to pull you over. That's what I consider a dumb stop. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. But, you know what I mean? But to go back on a little bit of everything, submit the ideas, because if we can do this, why not? I mean, why not? What do you think?
I ain't got a reason why not. I don't.
Let's try and do this. Like, I'm game for it. Like, I'll do some homework, but for anybody listening that kind of, like I said, knows the law a little bit better, send us a message. Give us an idea how to start this off or how to even approach it.
Or if you're a car guy and you have a lawyer as a family member who you think could be helpful.
Them. Yeah, because obviously they're going to know the law a little bit better than we do. We're just car guys, but we're just trying to make the hobby a little bit better for everybody in general. So yeah,
safer on our wallets.
And safer on all our wallets, which means we can probably put it back into our cars anyway, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
So, like I said, follow us on IG, C4 Lifestyle Media. Go to the page, c4lifestyle.show. We're going to be having some fun in the YouTube channel soon, so guys, don't worry. The videos are coming back. Thank God, because it's been eternity. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Don't forget. Yeah, just send us stuff. I don't know. Snuff, what about you? I love messing with him.
Jesus.
What, you're not going to add anything?
I was gonna use your outro, but I'm going to let you use your outro.
Oh, okay. Well, as always, my friends, keep it custom, because life's way too short to stay stuck.
Peace.